We have journeyed with the Christmas story. We've seen that the story about the Saviour and his coming is for the wise and the simple, for the rich and the poor, for the powerful and for the weak. And today we remember that he is for the young and the old, and for everyone in between. He is for everyone. And we hear also from our scripture reading today that the wisdom and participation in the story of those who are more advanced in age is important, that there is a real role for those who are more advanced in age to play. And that is why, as important as it is to focus on Jesus always, I'm not focusing traditionally on what would be thought of as we engage with this passage from Scripture in Luke chapter 2. I'm not focusing on the Christ child's name, nor solely on the role of him and what he would go on to play and what that would mean for creation. But what I would like to focus on more closely today are the two individuals that can almost feel like a side note in this testimony, in the story of Christ's coming. We're going to look at Simeon and Anna and their importance in this story. I want to speak on their faithfulness and their ability to serve this long-awaited wave of grace that God sends their way. We've heard how Simeon was told that he would see the Messiah before he dies, and the Spirit leads him into the temple and into the path of the Christ child that day. If we pause there, this shows a certain and impressive, I think, degree of faithfulness on his part. He is waiting, but he's also expecting to see the Messiah in his lifetime. Even as the years pass by, perhaps he would have been forgiven for doubting, and yet he's watching and expecting when the day comes. And Simeon blesses God with this prayer: "Blessed be thou, O Lord." He knows who this child is. He knows this child whom he holds in his arms. It is the one whom he's been waiting for, the one he's been watching for. Now Simeon is riding high on this wave of grace provided by God, and he speaks a wave of grace that is for all humankind, for Jew and Gentile, as he speaks of the intimate relationship that God has with his people, of salvation realized. He is contented now that if he dies, the promise has been fulfilled. And Mary and Joseph, the scripture says, marveled at this. Simeon must have shone before them as an example of faithfulness, of a reminder to themselves that they are not going mad, that their baby is special, a gift from God. And then there is Anna also, this lady who we hear so little about in Scripture. She really inspires me though. She's elderly and is a widow, and her life has become completely devoted to God, we hear. She lives at the temple, she never misses a service, and her eyes are completely fixed on God. This woman is such a spiritual warrior that it is noted that God had raised her up to be a prophetess. The Jews counted only 7 of these, and there had been none for hundreds of years. That's how important her role was. And at a time when practically no one would recognize Jesus as the Messiah, bar the few who had turned up at his birth, some Magi and Simeon, it is testament to her faithfulness that Anna recognizes him and offers thanks to God for him. And we know nothing more about this lady, but we know that she was watching and listening to hear and see what God would do, and that she was prepared to ride the wave of grace that was before her as the child entered the temple. It is also interesting to picture in our mind's eye of how busy the temple of Jerusalem would have been, how many people would have been gathered, how many clergy there would have been, how many people praying and leading services, how much hustle and bustle there would have been. But then if we think of the numbers of people there, what were they really doing there? Was their focus really on God? Were they really sensitive to what God was doing? Because we hear of two people recognizing the Lord. Where were the others when the infant was presented? There were others there, but why did they not hear or see? Were they not sensitive, as Simeon was, to the Spirit of God and his leading? Were they not diligently waiting and expecting God to move, as Anna had been? And it begs the question, as we consider the faithfulness of these two individuals, are we waiting? Are we waiting on God? What are we waiting for? Or are we too busy with other stuff that even if something that we might be waiting for came along, we wouldn't know it or see it? Are we watching for God's grace? And there's challenge there for us, isn't there? Are we to be like the majority who were at that temple in Jerusalem, who were so busy with other things that even seemed like they were for God? Or are we to be like Anna, praying diligently, watching, to be like Simeon and expecting the Lord to move? As you sit here today, you may wonder how you can help the church. There may be many things you feel that you cannot do. Some of you may feel you've done your bit now and it's time to let others do the things you once did. And I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong, but I'm going to ask you to make a commitment to pray more earnestly, and that we might have the courage to be like Simeon and Anna, and to be sensitive to God's leading, and when God moves, to ride on that wave of grace. That we might be inspired by these two to realise that there is a purpose for us, even if we are advanced in age and thinking, what can God possibly want to do? There was purpose for these two in the story, great purpose in the story that we've read. God's purpose is there for you too, regardless of whether you are young or old. You are part of the ministry of the church here on the High Street in Rickmansworth. And I want to urge you to pray earnestly, to watch for God's leading. I think I've mentioned this prayer to you before, but I think if we can all offer this prayer, that we can stop asking God to bless what we're doing and ask God to give us the strength to do what he is blessing. To see a difference between stuff that comes from us and stuff that begins with God. Perhaps if we can offer up this prayer. Father, I know that you're going to do something incredible in the world today. Please give me the privilege of getting in on some of what you're blessing. Let's be expectant. Let's be watchful. Let us be like Simeon and Anna. Let us now remake a commitment of our covenant to God as a church in this place, ensuring that this is the year of the Lord. Amen.